daddy lies still, so you cry still. Tears all in a pillowcase. Big girls all get a little taste. I'll pushing me away, so I give a space. I'll dealing with a heart that I didn't break. I'll be there for you, I will care for you. I keep thinking you just don't know. Trying to run from that, say you're done with that. On your face, girl, it just don't show. When you're ready, just say you're ready. When all the baggage just ain't as heavy and the party's over, just don't forget me. We'll change the pace and we'll just go slow.
Hello, all, and welcome to the neighborhood. This is DJ Red Rose checking in. I would like to welcome you as my neighbors. It's all good in the neighborhood, everybody. What we're talking about on this show, basically, is your music, your sports, and your hot topics. So let's get things started. I am so excited to be here, and I hope you guys are excited to listen in. I really appreciate it. All right, you guys. Spread the word. Tell a friend, tell your neighbor, tell your dog, tell your cat. I don't care. Tell anybody to tune in. All you have to go to is radio.dominican.edu. I will repeat that. radio.dominican.edu. Just tune in. Listen. It's a fun show. We're going to have fun this whole semester. And I'm so glad that you are here with me today. All right, y'all. So let's be real. Let's talk. Let's talk it up about this Super Bowl. You know, I'm not a Giants fan or a Patriots fan, but I do congratulate the Giants. I would have preferred them to win, you know, which they did, thank God, over the Patriots. I can't stand the Patriots for some reason. It's just, they put a sour taste in my mouth. They really do. Anyway, so what we really want to talk about, I know, is the halftime show. Madonna was great to me. I think people need to give her more credit. She looked good. I mean, she did her thing. She's 53 years old. She was doing her thing out there, and I applaud her. And, you know, a lot of people say, yeah, she's too old. She needs to go sit down. What is she still doing? I mean, she's still relevant to me. I mean, that's Madonna. Give her credit where credit's due. All right, you guys? For real. And also, I like the fact that she brought out CeeLo. CeeLo was great. He looked like a sparkly egg out there. But he looked good, though. I mean, even though they were lip-syncing, I still enjoyed the performance. I thought everything was so creative. And you have to give credit where credit is due. Nicki Minaj, I'm not the biggest Nicki Minaj fan, but she did well. I missed that old mixtape Nicki Minaj. You brought it back to where hip-hop was really, she was like a lyricist. She really thought about what she was saying. She wasn't just screaming on a track and making up random things. It wasn't pop. It was hip-hop. She used to be a hip-hop artist. Now she's more of a pop artist to me. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. You know, everybody has their own opinion about her. But hey, it's all good in the neighborhood. So this is what I want to bring up. You guys can't stress Madonna too much. You can't stress Nicki too much. But what the heck was MIA thinking, okay? I mean, that's so inappropriate. Was she not thinking about the kids that were watching the halftime show? Was she not thinking about the elders that were watching the halftime show? It's a lack of respect all over. I mean, I respect the lady. You know, she's came from a third world country. That's, you know, that's a hard place to come from. It is. Okay. She grew up in poverty. Okay. A lot of people have. I mean, that's just unacceptable. Why do that? There's no excuse for what she's done. If you guys don't know what she did, she stuck up the middle finger during the performance. Why? No one knows. Some people say she tried to upstage Madonna. You can't do that, though. Madonna's a star. She's the headlining act. You're her background. You're her cheerleader. Remember that. But anyways, we're going to move into this topic I like to call Super Bowl etiquette. Super Bowl etiquette is very, very, very important, okay? A lot of people abuse the fact that they're going to someone else's house. And what I mean by this is, for example, don't show up to someone's house empty-handed, okay? Especially at like a Super Bowl party. Bring a dish. Bring some paper plates, bring some trash bags, bring some drinks or some ice, something, some ice, as simple as ice. Bring something as simple as ice or something. Contribute to the party. Don't show up to the party empty-handed. Also, this is another thing. This is a pet peeve, actually. Do not bring extra people, especially if they're not invited or you didn't let the host or hostess know ahead of time. That is just flat out rude, okay? I mean, really, flat out rude, all right? Let's get our acts together. We're adults. You're probably adults. Some of you guys are adults with children. Teach your children the right way, okay? Let's not be adults acting like three-year-olds, okay? Look, do not get wasted at a Super Bowl party. That is the worst thing you could do. Please don't do that. Please don't. I am urging you, please do not do that. Because then you're going to start to act a fool. No one wants to see someone act a fool, okay? Super Bowl parties are about fun. They're about the game. They're about the host, the hostess. They're not about you, okay? Don't try to steal spotlight, all right? That's another pet peeve. Another one is, do not pile your plate with food. Eat in moderation, please. Okay, that's so important. Eat in moderation. How hard is that? I mean, really, for real. How hard is that? Don't be the one that doesn't bring anything. First of all, doesn't bring anything to the party, then wants to pile their plate with food. No, that's just wrong, okay? Do it the right way. Do the right thing, okay? That is not good in the neighborhood. Leave the ignorance at home. Last note for Super Bowl etiquette. Last note for Super Bowl etiquette. I want you guys to be writing this down. I'll go over it again, but this is the last note for Super Bowl etiquette. Do not trash the bathroom. This is someone's home. This is not a public facility. Even if it was a public facility, you still shouldn't trash the bathroom, okay? No one likes to go to the restroom in a nasty bathroom. No one likes to clean bathrooms. You should treat the bathroom as if it is yours, if you treat your bathroom with care in the first place, okay? That is just rude. I do not like to walk into a bathroom. First off, it smells. You didn't spray the person before you didn't spray. That's rude. Or if they didn't flush the toilet, number two, that's rude. If they didn't flush the toilet, that is just disgusting. Okay? We need to clean up our act. Clean up our act. And wash your hands. Please wash your hands. I can't stress that enough. Wash your hands. No one wants your cooties. No one wants to catch a cold. No one wants those unnecessary germs, okay? They're unnecessary germs that no one wants but you. Wash your hands, please, okay? Wash your hands, then sanitize them if you have to, all right? If they're not clean enough, please, please. It's just so important. It really is, all right? I cannot stress this enough. So we're going to go over this list. We're going to zoom through the list real quick. Don't show up to someone's house empty-handed. Don't bring extra people. Do not get wasted. Do not pile your plate with food. And that's especially if you didn't bring anything in the first place to contribute to the party. And also, do not trash the bathroom, okay? Please do not trash the bathroom. That is so important. It's a pet peeve. It is. I don't know if you can tell, but it's a pet peeve. Okay, you guys. So here's the thing. I'm a big music fan. I like quality over quantity. And this next artist that I'm going to preview definitely offers that, all right? Listen to these words. His name, he goes by the name of Miguel, okay? He goes by the name of Miguel. He's an artist out of Los Angeles, all right? He's a great artist. Listen to these words, all right? I hope you enjoy this song. I really do. I hope you enjoy this song, all right? Listen to the words. I'm going to repeat it one more time. The song is called Girls Like You. I hope you enjoy. Girls like you. Enjoyed that song by Miguel Jontel. That was Girls Like You. All right. Now, I would like to repeat this again. That is an artist out of Los Angeles, California. He is now a mainstream artist. Well, people to consider him a mainstream artist. But he's staying true to his nature, staying true to his craft, and I totally respect that from him. And he's just a great artist completely. And I actually want to play another song for you from him. This is actually one of his first songs. It's called Let's Just Be. Now, you thought those lyrics were great. You have to listen to these lyrics, okay? Let's Just Be is one of his best songs to me. It's one of his first songs. I mean, he's a true artist. You have to give this man credit, okay? He's a young man in his 20s. Just a poetic person. His lyrics are poetry to me. I don't know, they speak very loudly, and I hope the lyrics touch you just as much as they touch me. Okay, so here we are with Miguel Jontel. That's his real name, if you guys didn't know that. Miguel Jontel with Let's Just Be.
Watch a DVD, baby. Sit up in the house and be, just be there. You ain't gotta get cute from me, truthfully. I prefer you with no makeup in one of my t-shirts, bunny slippers on your feet. Just trying to be all up under me, on the couch or in front of TV. Baby, that's gangsta. Let's just be, girl. Baby, let's just be. Ain't gonna be no running around in these streets. Just my girl and me, doing whatever, baby. Let's just be. Get up from the microwave. Okay, girl, I'm gonna put myself away. No distractions. Gonna take this day to lay around together and be lazy. Play a video game or maybe I paint your toenails.
I'll sing you a song.
I'll sing you a song if you, want me to. Girl, it's whatever you wanna do. It's so simple. Let's just be. Till the morn, nothing is better, my baby.
fall asleep. Then eventually we'll wake up and I'll be ready.
Let's just be
overcome by passion and love.
Let's just be
overwhelmed by each other's touch.
Let's just be
on the brink of explosion with me.
All right, neighbors, that was Miguel Jontel with Let's Just Be. All right, I hope you enjoyed that song as much as I did. I love Miguel. I think he is one of the best R&B artists out at the moment. Real talk. Real talk. And if you don't agree, I understand. But if you are interested in Miguel, you might have heard some of his songs like Quickie or his other songs like Sure Thing, you know, just to name a few, or All I Want Is You featuring J. Cole. I mean, he's a great guy, great artist. Listen to him, support him. Speaking of music artists, what's up with this rumor that Bow Wow has proposed to Angela Simmons? Now, for all the young ladies out there, I know when we were young, we used to be big Bow Wow fans. We used to think he was the cutest thing in the world. And I want to marry Bow Wow. I want to be his girlfriend. Oh, my gosh. Now he's proposed, supposedly, to Angela Simmons. I honestly don't think he's ready. You know, but hey, that's what I think. I'm pretty sure a lot of people agree with me. It's just, come on, man. For real. You'd even claim your child at first. And now you want to propose to somebody? Come on, Bow Wow. Come on, we can do better than that. Even though, moving on to the next artist. Adele. Adele will be back, ladies and gentlemen. Adele will be back. She will come back with a slamming. I know she's going to be a great performance at the Grammys. Adele will be back with a groundbreaking performance at the Grammys. One more time. Adele will be back with a groundbreaking performance at the Grammys. And you know, she's not the only great artist that's coming back. These two artists have been on a break for a while, especially one of them. They go by the name of Missy Elliott and Timberland. Yes, this is groundbreaking news right here. I think you guys need to listen to this. Timberland and Missy Elliott will both be dropping new albums in June. They are making a total comeback. They are doing this on purpose. They are taking the game back over, okay? We're going to get this music back on track, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to get this music back on track. I said it. You heard it here first. Missy Elliott and Timberland are coming back, and I bet they are going to come back strong. As long as Timberland doesn't fall into that pop thing. You know, I mean, I'm more of an R&B, hip-hop, not rap, hip-hop. There's a difference between hip-hop and rap. I'll tell you that a little later. But I'm more of an R&B head, a hip-hop head, okay? I like some pop music, don't get me wrong. Some pop music is great. It's great. But I mean, hey, it's just not my flavor, all right? So let me tell you the difference between hip-hop and rap, all right, ladies and gentlemen? Hip-hop artists, they are more of lyricists, okay? Rap artists, they're catchphrasers. That's what I like to call them, catchphrasers and funky beats, all right? We have a lot of rap artists who label themselves as hip-hop artists but are not hip-hop artists. They are rap artists. They make rap music. They do not make hip hop. All right. Hip hop is more poetic. It has better. It's better all around. It's just better all around. And you can listen to the differences. I mean, even like with today's rap artists and back in the day, rap artists and hip hop artists, Tupac could go for rap and hip hop. He can cover all fields. He could even be do poetry. Okay, he can even do poetry. But look, you can even tell by the way they dress now. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there is a picture that's saying today's hip hop, showing Lil Wayne with his jeggings, neon colored jeggings, and Uggs. No, I'm sorry. They're leopard print jeggings with neon Uggs, okay? Leopard, can you get this image in your head right now? I'm so seeing this right now. Imagine Lil Wayne on one side of the page, all right? And then there's a line that divides the page. And on the other side, there's Tupac and Biggie. Okay, in jeans, Tupac rarely wore a shirt, so jeans for Tupac, some Timberland, and for Biggie, you know, one of those big jerseys or whatever, some jeans and some Timberlands and a Kango hat. Okay, now that's like day and night to me, it really is. But then I saw this other picture. This is all over the web, it's surfacing across social network sites and everything. There's another picture that shows men in the 50s who are dressed to a T with their suits and their ties and their shirts tucked in, their pants pulled up all the way to their waist with a belt on. Check that out. A belt. Yes, nice. Looking very debonair. And then there on the other side of the page, there is Lil Wayne again. Except he's not wearing jeggings in this picture. He is sagging his pants below his butt. And then there's Bow Wow and Soulja Boy. There's Bow Wow with his shirt off like he has body, which he doesn't. There's Soulja Boy with all his tattoos looking ridiculous. Looking like a clown, actually. With his pants below his butt. It's just disgusting. I mean, sagging is played out. Actually, it was never in, really. It's just, no one wants to see your underwear, okay? Keep that a secret. Please, do us all a favor. Do all of us a favor. All the pedestrians walking in the street, or people driving in cars, or if you're at a party, no one wants to see your boxers. No one wants to see your boxer briefs. No one wants to see that. That's disgusting, okay? Just pull up your pants. Put a belt on. There's no shame in that. It's classy. Have some class. Have some respect for yourself and have some respect for others. Okay? That's real talk. That's real talk. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hop into the sports right now because I'm in a sports kind of mode. I have to talk about, even though this game was on Sunday, this was a big game to me. The University of Miami put a whooping on the Duke Blue Devils. Now, I don't know if you're watching that game, but it was probably one of the best college games I've seen all season. And Miami is a team to look out for. All these other teams better watch out for University of Miami. They are doing their thing, okay? They have probably the most talented team in the NCAA. I'm going to say it. Yep, I said it. University of Miami. Bad boys. Their center is probably one of the best centers in the game right now. The college game, at least. You will definitely see him in the NBA. He should actually be on the football field. This guy, he goes by the name of Reggie Johnson. He is 6'10 and 284 pounds. I mean, if you did not see that game, you should have seen the way he just dominated. Everything was so easy for him. He played with poise and patience. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful. If you didn't see the game, go on YouTube and find that game. Or even just YouTube him, actually. Just YouTube Reggie Johnson, University of Miami. Okay? This guy is a must-see. He is talented. He is gifted. He is blessed, okay? Everybody should check him out. Now, if you did not catch the Warriors game last night, the Warriors played a great game. They fell short by 3 points. The ending score of 119 to 116 against the number one team in the league. I mean, the Oklahoma City Thunder. It can't get no better than that. Monte Ellis put on a show with a career high of 48 points. He scored a career high of 48 points. Granted, there was some bad calls made by the officials, but hey, that's basketball. It happens every game. But they played a great game. And they have a bright future. They really do. Now that Steph's back, and Monte's just balling, and they have a good chemistry on that team. Darrell Wright's doing his thing. I mean, it's just great. It's great. I'm personally a Clippers fan, and for all the Clippers fans out there, we do have some bad news. Chauncey Billups will be out for the remainder of the season with a torn Achilles, okay? I mean, that saddens me just because he is one of the pieces to our puzzle, okay? But we do have a great bench, though. I mean, we'll be fine. We're number two in the Western Conference, so, I mean, there's not much we can ask for. We're doing great. DeAndre Jordan's doing great. Blake Griffin's doing great. Chris Paul's doing great. Caron Butler's doing great. Everybody's doing great. I mean, everybody, even our bench. Even our bench is doing great, okay? We have nothing to be upset about. I mean, yes, Chauncey was very important to us. But we do have people who can step in and play that role. Also, if you did not hear, last night, Paul Pierce did surpass the great legend Larry Bird with all-time leading scores, okay? That's a great accomplishment for Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce is a player out of Inglewood, California, which happens to be my hometown. Inglewood, California. Shout out to Inglewood, California, and everybody in Los Angeles and Southern California. Shout out to everybody in Northern California as well. I send love all around California. Shout out to everybody in Nevada, worldwide, everyone who's tuning in right now. Shout out to you guys and much love. But that's a great accomplishment for Paul Pierce. He's been working for a very long time and working hard, and he's good at what he does. And you have to give that man credit, you know, minus the fact, if you don't even like his attitude, it doesn't matter. Paul Pierce is a great player, and you have to give that man credit. Also, the WNBA season is on its way. For all you WNBA fans, get excited. Get excited. This is going to be a great season. I mean, great. Okay, we have the returning Minnesota Lynx champions. They have Maya Moore, Simone Augustus. That 1-2 combo right there. And then Candace Wiggins coming off the bench. Oh my gosh, they're deadly. The Minnesota Lynx, watch out for them. They are a deadly team. But of course, I always, always will forever be a Los Angeles Sparks fan, okay? I've been a fan since Tamika Dixon, from Nikki Teasley to Lisa Leslie, all right? We have a great team. Do not ever, ever count us out. Unfortunately, we did trade Miss Noelle Quinn. She's with the Washington Mystics now, unfortunately. That saddens me because she is an LA native. She went to Bishop Montgomery High School in Torrance. She went to UCLA. And we just, oh man, that's a major loss for us. But you know what? It's okay because we got a great player in return, all right? Watch out, Miss Melissa from the Mystics. Miss Melissa, we got her, okay, you guys? So that's it's a great return. She can shoot threes. She's actually pretty fast for her size, which is great. So, I mean, we're going to be fine. We still have Delisha Milton. We still have Tina Thompson, which is a blessing. You know, she can retire any day now. So we still have them, so that's a great thing. But look, you guys, enough of sports for now. I really want to play this song for you by Diggy Simmons. Diggy Simmons is, as you guys know, one of Rev Run's younger sons, okay? I feel bad for the older son, JoJo. He was supposed to be the rapper, but things happen, all right? Things happen. Diggy's a much better lyricist than JoJo is. And just check this out. Check this kid out. This kid has talent. He's a hip-hop artist. He's not a rap artist. He's a hip-hop artist, all right? Check this kid out. This is Do It Like You featuring Jeremih.
Seems like, but oh why I've known ya. Nostalgic moments, feels like magic, don't it? Girl, you killing them. My condolence, that's how you own it. Yeah, that's how you own it. And I'm gonna be with you no matter what it takes. Running with scissors in the traffic, trying to cut straight to the chase. Wanna be there when you wake, with no makeup on your face. Not even gloss before you brush. Love your dimples when you blush. It's the simple things in life we take for granted cause we rush. I just wanna gain your trust as well as me giving you mine. What's your sign? I'm an Aries, I'm a 90s baby. Clearly I'll make sure to make some time for you. Though my schedule may vary. Oh, hold up, hold up, hold up, I just wanna know ya. I heard them say that beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Well girl, my vision's bad, so I'ma need you to come closer. Come closer, now you right here where you poster.
Hey, there she go, there she go. That's the one I got to know. Got to know. Such a cutie right now. Her crew is tired, now they do a lot.
Excuse me, missus, may I spark your interest? Cause you sure got my attention. I just wanna grant your wishes, la la. What you want, you get it. I don't call it tricking, not just cause I got it. Cause I want to, that makes all the difference. I'm about my business, and ooh girl, you the business. We should get together soon so we can do some business. I got some things that I could teach you, let me show ya. Is you ready, what's the hold up? You ain't bout no drama. You remind me of my mama, smell like flower bomb and a soda. Shut it down and you don't even try to. You such a boss but carry yourself like a lady. The baddest such a crew and that is not up for debating. Wait. Hold up, hold up, hold up, I know what they say. Every rapper only want that sexual healing, Marvin Gaye. Don't believe it, girl, I promise. I'ma treat you like my treasure. I'm moving by myself, but I know you'll make me better.
Oh, hey, here she go.
Here she go.
That's the one I got to know.
Got to know.
I hope you all enjoyed that. That is Diggy Simmons featuring Jeremih, Do It Like You. Now, tell me that dude is not talented. Tell me that young man is not talented. He is the future, okay, everybody? He is the future. Diggy Simmons, I will repeat that. He is the future. I wasn't so much feeling his first track that he released, but you know what? This one, he brought it. He brought it. He brought his A-game, and he is doing his thing. So, for all the DU, Dominican University of California students, and everybody else who would like to attend, there is an important event going on Friday, February 17th. I'm going to repeat this. Friday, February 17th. It is the Vagina Monologues. It's a student event in Angelico Concert Hall. All right, you guys, Angelico Concert Hall, the Vagina Monologue. It will be starting at 7 p.m. Please come and support. Please listen. This is student presentations of the Vagina Monologue Show. This is very important, all right? Everybody must come. Support this event. We need more events like this on campus. To find out more information, you can pick up your local, well, actually, your student newspaper, The Habit, will have an article on the Vagina Monologues, okay? It's called V-Day. V-Day. For more information, you can read The Habit issue that is coming out next week. It is coming out next week on the 14th, all right? Pick up that Habit. The Habit has some great stuff, great sections, like Habitual Love. It's in perfect timing. There will be a Habitual Love column that gives you information for the guys, the fellas out there who want to do something special for their girlfriends on Valentine's Day, okay? There is some information in Habitual Love that you would really appreciate and use, okay? So pick it up first thing in the morning. Pick up your copy of The Habit first thing in the morning. All right, that is so important. Pick up your copy of The Habit first thing in the morning. And if you do not have access to The Habit, you can go on Dominican.edu and find out more information about the Vagina Monologues. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's an important bit, and I hope everybody is there. I hope I see everyone there. All right, let's support. Let's support. Please. Okay. So for the entertainment. An update on the Kardashians. Who doesn't want that? Okay, just to clear the rumor, I have yet official news that Kourtney is pregnant again. That's if you didn't know. I mean, it's not all that new, but some people are still like, is she pregnant or is that a rumor? I'm going to clear the rumor up for you guys. She's pregnant, all right? She's pregnant again. She will have another little Mason. Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be a boy, but she's having another child by Scott. Scott. Interesting character. But anyways, latest news on Khloé. Khloé says she's enjoying Dallas, but she does miss LA very much. And I can understand that. You know, I mean, she does have a family with Lamar now. But her mother, her father, her brother, take that back. I heard that Rob is actually living with Khloé and Lamar. And Rob gets allowance. He is a grown man getting allowance. What kind of mess is that? And if Khloé's giving him allowance, that is ridiculous. He needs to get a job. A J-O-B. As Pops would say it on Friday, you need to get a job, Rob. Okay, it rhymes. Job, Rob. Do it, please. Okay, you're too old to be getting an allowance. Whether it's from your mother, your sister, I don't care. You're too old, okay? It's just, come on, dude. How old are you? You're like 25, 26. Please, make your own money. Please. Anyway, but like I was saying, I can understand Khloé being a little homesick. I mean, she's away from her mother and her sisters and her father. You know, she has sisters who are teenagers. And she's played an important role in their lives. And, hey, she kind of feels like she's missing out. But you know what? That is the career that her husband chose. All right? NBA is not, you're not guaranteed a spot on a roster for a whole season, okay? You're not. You don't know where you're going to be the next season. You don't know where you're going to be the next day. You might get traded. Who knows, okay? That's what you signed up for, though. And it's sad to say that. It really is. But it's reality, and it happens. And that's with any professional sport. That's the business, all right? It's a business. You have to remember that it's a business first, especially for the owners, okay? It's about the money. It's about the money. It is. It is about the money. Straight up. For those of you who haven't heard, though, Nicki Minaj will also be performing at the Grammys, as well as Adele, as I mentioned earlier. But Nicki Minaj will be performing at the Grammys. I'm not so much looking forward to that performance, and she will be performing at the NBA All-Star Game. I'm not so much looking forward to that performance either. unless she does some great old song of hers that I enjoy. I don't know, it's just she makes too many facial expressions for me. She scares me sometimes. Like, really? Did you have to do that? Eh, come on, Nikki. Let's switch it up a little bit, please. But since we're talking about Nicki Minaj, and we talked about Lil Wayne and other artists, let me go on to the topic of music etiquette. Music etiquette. There should be a such thing as music etiquette, okay? This is my list. Stop using the N-word in your songs. It's not necessary. Can't you see? Can't you say my people instead of my N? I mean, really. It's not hard. It's not hard. Ask KRS-One. Ask Public Enemy. Stop using swag to describe your style. Oh my gosh. If that word isn't overused and abused, let's just kill that word, okay? Let's kill those two words, swag and the N-word. They're just, ugh, they're a burden to my soul. And that's deep. Also, a real lyricist does not have to use profane words in their lyrics. I'm gonna repeat that. A real lyricist does not have to use profane words in their lyrics. Okay, a sprinkle here now and then, that's okay, that's fine. But it's not necessary. It's not. It's just not, all right? You don't have to use profane words to get your point across. You don't. It's simple. Look in a dictionary. Broaden your vocabulary. Use other words. Also, why don't hip-hop artists, well, rap artists, even some hip-hop artists, you know, change the subject sometimes. Talk about the importance of education in your songs. I mean, for real. The most successful hip-hop artists nowadays, like Ludacris, have an education. Well, he's kind of like a rap artist now. They have an education. They have a college degree. He's not mentioning it, but he has it. Education is so important, young people. If I can't stress that enough, I mean, they should. You have all these young, growing, maturing children listening to your music. And you mentioned nothing about school being cool. I think being in school is the coolest thing in the world. I think getting a college education is the coolest thing in the world. I think having a degree is the coolest thing in the world. Why don't these artists stress that enough? Because it is. It is. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. A gun is not power. Knowledge is power. I'm hearing too much about I'm gonna murk him, I'm gonna murk her in these songs. You're not talking about open up a book. What happened to that? What happened to that? What happened to the importance? Let's teach these youth what life is really all about. It's all about knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, you don't have anything. And that's the truth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the throwback joint of the day. This is Rough Ends. I don't know if you remember this group. This is a group from the 90s, Rough Ends, R&B group from the 90s. And this is called No More. I hope you enjoy.
Back and chill, yeah. Give me a second and let me tell you how I feel. It's all around town, you've been stepping out, running your mouth about what make you think I wouldn't find out. Wasn't I there for you, truly care for you? Maybe my love was just too much. Could have had a good night, love is gone. Now it's back to your head with the 5411s on. Cause he lays you with the fine day. Yeah.
that you was all about. But I'm having doubts, cause I see you trying to play me out. And when I brought my car, the crib would be. Didn't I represent you when I caught him in the streets? So let me get the keys to the Lex, and then my checks, and then my hang up gets around your neck, babe.
Does it lace you with the fine
back. I hope you enjoyed that No More by Rough Ends. I miss that 90s feel for R&B and hip-hop. Remember that Angie Martinez song? Hold on, I'm gonna give you a little taste of it. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you remember this, but it's probably one of the best female hip-hop songs I've ever heard personally. It's called If I Could Go. I'm just gonna give you a little taste, just a little taste, because this is the throwback mix we're in right now. Yeah, gives you that good feeling already. Uh-huh.
From here we could cross over like Hardaway. Somewhere outside the states, where the Mars like the day, and I'm out in the space where nobody else can stay. And if I could go with you, then I'll go get the ticket right now if that's cool. Have you ever been close to feeling like leaving the coast too? Feeling like leaving with somebody who holds you the right way while watching the night fade, make you feel like you right back in the ninth grade. When you know what he likes and what he might say, and you try to be calm and answer in nice ways. And if I could go with you way out the states, no two ways, so no page, no cell, so no trace, and you just a phone call away. So all I gotta say is,
if I can go, go home to go, I'll pack my things soon as you say, baby vamos, we'll fly away.
About to make a lot of people annoyed and croy. You better know I know how to sneak with them toys. Employed with the block since around 94, boy. And if I can flow with you.
Oh my gosh, we are jamming in the studio right now. I'm feeling it to the max. Oh my gosh, I'm feeling it. I know you guys are too. I'm so happy. That just had me feel so great. What happened to that kind of music? Really? Really? This is not a rhetorical question. So it's oxymoron time. It's oxymoron time. This is very entertaining. Listen to it. You just gotta see if you get it. Why is the third hand on a watch called the second hand? Think about it. Why? If a word is misspelled in the dictionary, how would we ever know? It's in the dictionary. If Webster wrote the first dictionary, where did he find the words? Just some stuff to think about. Hold on, I got another good one for you. Why do tugboats push their the barges? Why do tugboats push their barges? Why? Tugboats, you get it? Oxymoron, right? Why do overlook and oversee mean the opposite thing? I mean, I'm really thinking about it. I'm thinking hard, too. That's oxymoron for you. All right, you guys. So we're closing up the show. I've had such a great time. But before I go, I have to stress this. Go on to the neighborhood's blog at blogspot.com/theneighborhood-DJRedRose. No spaces. blogspot.com/theneighborhood-DJRedRose. Please post something on the wall. Leave comments. Leave suggestions. Leave questions. Leave topics. Leave anything. Show some love. Whatever you want to do, follow that blogspot. That is very important. One more time. blogspot.com/theneighborhood-DJRedRose. Red Rose, REDROSE. Red Rose, all right? It's simple. But look, tell a friend. Tell your brother. Tell your sister. Tell your dog. Tell your cat. Tell your neighbor to join us every Wednesday from 12 to 1. From 12 to 1, the neighborhood. We're going to have a fun time every Wednesday. Every Wednesday is going to be a ball. We're going to have a party. And if you are an up-and-coming artist and you would like to showcase your music, you would like to be on the show, post something on the Blogspot wall. Let me know. Let's exchange information. I would love to have you on the show. Your music has to be clean, though. Okay, no swear words, nothing like that, all right? Let's keep it all edited. Let's keep it PG. Let's keep it radio, all right? Man, thank you for rocking with me today in the neighborhood. Tell your friends, tell your family again to tune in from 12 to 1 on Wednesdays. Good day, family. This is only on radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu. Next, we have up Ladies Happy Hour. I hope you guys thoroughly enjoy their show. I will sit in for a little while and listen because I'm so excited for them. This was a big day. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you. Have a great day.